I like that sort of thing.
3.
Do you think you might go to Hong Kong for your vacation, Li Wei?
Yes, I might go to Hong Kong for a few days.
What do you plan to do there?
Well, Hong Kong is really good for shopping, and prices are pretty good when they have their sales. You can get really good bargains for clothes, and I also want to get a new computer, and maybe a digital camera as well.
Sounds like you'll be busy. Are you going to go sightseeing or do anything else while you're there?
Probably not this time.
4.
Do you think you might be going away for your vacation, Seth?
Yeah. A friend and I are going on this amazing trip to Australia.
Oh, that'll be nice. Are you going surfing or something? They have great beaches there, I hear.
No, we're gonna be in the forest the whole time. We're joining a group of people to catch koalas.
Koalas? They're so cute! Why would you want to catch them?
Well, we're going to put special collars on them, you know, electronic collars, and then we'll let them go.
What's the point of that?
So that scientists can learn more about them. You know, what their habits are, where they go all the time.
I see. I thought you were going to catch them to put them in zoos or something.
No way. They'll stay wild in the forest.
Unit 3. Travel. Lesson 1. Let's go somewhere different this year. 2. Listen and understand. 1.
What are you thinking of doing for your vacation, Suwei? Are you going to stay in the city?
No, I'd like to get away somewhere quiet with my boyfriend. We've both been working so hard lately that we never get to see each other, and I'm fed up with the cold weather.
So you're not going to go skiing like you did last year, I guess?
No, not this time. I really enjoyed my ski trip last year, but this time I'd like to have a romantic trip for just the two of us.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. I'd also like to swim a little and catch up on my reading.
So where do you plan to go?
I'm thinking of Southern California, or maybe Hawaii.
2.
Where could you go for your vacation, Sophie?
Well, I could do something different this year. I think it would be exciting. And maybe even a little dangerous.
Really? What are you thinking of?
Well, a couple of my friends want me to join them in Colorado for some whitewater rafting.
What does that involve?
Well, they have these boats that fit 6 to 8 people, and you go down the river over very fast rapids. My friends say it's fun, even though it's pretty scary at times.
And where do you stay? In a hotel?
No, you camp in tents, so it's a bit rough,